What's the message you would send to the Scottish Government if you could?
That on this occasion, if Kate's going to have any quality of life, he needs an appropriate accommodation. Ideally, I should think the town and the village that he was born into, and he had to wait 18 months before he could get back to it. He was 18 months old when I brought him home. After saving him and helping him, can you please help me this last bit? I'll never ask for another thing, but I cannot care for this boy unless I have the appropriate accommodation. And I hope I've gave good testament to them that this wee guy's never been in the hospital since I got him home. I have sacrificed everything to make sure his care, his feeding and everything. I don't care about me, Vicky, but I do because I want to be here for him. It's about him, but it's destroying me, and I can see it's destroying him, and I can't let that happen. So I don't know. I either give up the care of my son and put him in to foster care, or up for adoption, or use help me to love and care and support for my boy. Out the back door there, Vicky, it's one row of houses named Farmland. We're really lucky where we are just now. If I could have had this house adapted, I would have. And I did ask about it, but I was told no. It's not suitable. It wouldn't take all the tracking hoist that we need, and then the upstairs would become obsolete. It's really not the type of house that could be adapted for his long-term needs. And as I say, I kind of get this wrong. And I want to leave this world knowing that Caden's in a house that's appropriate for him. And by the way, I'm not intending and going anywhere. I'm just saying, I'm being realistic. I'm 45 and he's coming up to 7. I just feel as if I'm failing him, Vicky.
And you're at breaking point as well, physically and mentally.
And every time I got upset, mental health team, and I'm no dissing that. If I thought I could speak to mental health team and they would help me, which I have done, I would continue going. But Vicky, my problems are the situation I'm in. If you change the situation that I'm in, I wouldn't be sitting here greeting in front of you. I can deal with Caden's temper tantrums and the odd sock in the eye, that I can cope with all that. But I can't cope with his balding houses. I can't physically do it. And sitting here doing nothing, nobody's doing nothing. Yes, they're always looking and keeping their eye, and there'll be folk in front of me and they'll ask if any appropriate accommodations come up. Yes, yes, they are doing that. But with the urgency that I feel no enough's getting done.
Do you think there's a lack of services for special needs children?
I think the whole of the UK, I want the Scottish Government to realise you can't keep saving all these wains, Vicky, and then putting them out and expecting us, every single parent, to be fantastic. And the things that we get said to us, oh, I don't know how you do it, we didn't have a choice. Oh, you're amazing, you, the way you are. Well, if it was your child, you'd be the same too. I don't know any different, and I will never give up on Caden. My neck could be hanging off, I'll still be there. I'll do everything I can, but I just know that this is one fight, physically and mentally and emotionally. I can't deal with this anymore. I can't. The government need to try and prioritise. Mm-hmm. If I don't get something in the next year or two, game is a bogey. And as I say, I don't want to sound so selfish. This is my son, I hope he can understand. I can't see beyond that. The fight's at my front door. I've had to fight for everything I have. And I know that I'm going to be fighting for the rest of my life. I've been fighting since he was born, Vicky, and I thought it would ease up at some point. But no, when you've got to see, you have to fight. I've had respite budgets and I've had it all rammed down my throat. I'm well aware of what everything costs and I don't need it, because it makes me stop asking so much, because then I feel as if I'm selfish. There's lots of families out there to dip into that pot. You better not ask for too much respite. How much respite can one single person need? But I wish when I'd get home that there was a base for disability for parents to be able to pick up the phone and ask information, helpline, forms to fill out, I actually needed housing with Vicky a year and a half before I realised. It took my mum to show me. Do you know why? I was so busy caring for him. My head was so far in the bubble. I never get any respite time to bring my head out the bubble and assess the situation because I'm responsible for everything. Everything. It's not just caring. I've got to keep the house clean because he crawls. It's on his horns. I'm sorry, Vicky. I've got enough girls with known budgets and prices and folk making out that I'm asking for too much. Whatever today. No wonder folk feel isolated and I've been isolated for 5 years and now I'm rattling everybody's cage begging for help. So I don't think, to my knowledge, I've ever asked for anything more than what I'm entitled to. I've missed out on quite a lot because I just got one. I'm too busy. I think it's sad his bedroom's up the stairs, he doesn't have his own bedroom.
No, it is.
He's been through all this, and by the way, he loved his own bedroom and he cried for 3 weeks solid when I brought him down. My decision, Vicky, to make life easier for me. But I'm hurting him. If you want to know the worst thing that's brought on this one is I carried Caden from there down there to change his bum and he hit me. And he hit me because I bruised him under the arm and he doesn't understand why I hurt him so much lifting him from A to B to put him down to D's bum. And I could not breathe. I was so upset. A, because I can see the bruise and my mum had to come down and say she had him. He's just reacting. He still loves his mum very much. He just doesn't understand why you did that to him. So I cannot keep going like this, Vicky. I'm not prepared to hurt my own Wayne. And I would have the temporary tracking hoist, but he'd be climbing up it now. I need one of the ceiling ones. And I need it where it's a home. Where it's through. Because he has lifting pants at school, which is a bit like your door frame bouncer, they kind of pants. And he can walk. He can walk the length of the track. It's just not right. And I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. All I know is that I'm desperate. I'm so pleased he survived because Vicky is such a happy Wayne at school. He's so happy, such good fun. Ask everybody. He's got everybody doted on him. It's just when he comes home. And when I spoke to his school teacher about his behaviour at home, she did that. Because they don't get that. Then I'm thinking, does that teacher maybe think I'm not a very good mum and maybe that's Vicky? And then it took my mum to say, Cher, it's the house, it's the situation. I really do worry about the future. I really, really, really do. We have no future. I am sitting here in limbo just now.